Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 87 degrees. This news update from ABC is up next.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Every patient he is treating at Nasser Hospital in Gaza is malnourished, says an American doctor volunteering in Gaza, Dr. Travis Maline.
I'm seeing healthcare workers here that are fainting at work, that are incredibly fatigued here at work. Because they can't get the food they need.
ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
Israel has been blaming Hamas, saying they've been stealing food and engineering the famine. But an internal U.S. government review failed to find any evidence that Hamas was engaged in widespread diversion of assistance.
Amid international outcry, the Israeli military is announcing changes, saying aid airdrops will begin tonight, and that it is designating corridors for U.N. aid convoys. Tornadoes, storms with flash flooding possible in the upper Midwest today. Extreme heat affecting 80 million in the Midwest and East, says the National Weather Service. This is ABC News. A Super Bowl ticket scandal in the NFL. Around 100 players plus dozens of league staff reported facing penalties for allegedly scalping tickets. ABC's Alex Prochet.
The source also says that individuals sold their tickets to a small number of, quote, bundlers who then worked with resellers to move the tickets at above face value prices. And there were reports before last February's game, the Eagles and the Chiefs, that ticket prices on the secondary market started at more than $2,500 and went up to over $10,000.
Vandals set fire to a mouse statue that's a TV star and mascot for children's programming at German broadcaster WDR. The cartoon mouse, known as The Mouse, is the star of the Show with the Mouse since it first aired in West Germany in 1971. The statue featuring the character's famous orange body with brown ears, arms, and legs greets families and children outside a media building in Cologne. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight, a few clouds and humid, areas of fog, a low of 68. Tomorrow, 91 with decreasing clouds and heat indices in the 90s and 100s. Right now in Richland Center, we're down from our daytime high of 89. It is 87 degrees.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Phil Nee with a look at news today. The father of the Abundant Life school shooter in Madison has been bound over to stand trial. 42-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow is charged with contributing to the delinquency of a child and two counts of providing a dangerous weapon to a person under 18. Rupnow was in court Thursday for a preliminary hearing. It was December 16th of last year when his 15-year-old daughter shot and killed a teacher and fellow student at Abundant Life before killing herself. Rupnow bought the gun for his daughter that she used in the shooting. His lawyer calls Rupnow's actions normal, saying approximately half of all households have guns. Prosecutors pointed to a text Rupnow sent days before the shooting, voicing concerns his daughter would shoot him had he not locked the gun safe. However, authorities say he also told his daughter the combination to the safe. As residents and summer visitors alike enjoy Wisconsin's trails and backroads, state officials remind utility terrain vehicle riders to focus on safe operation, starting with the simple step of wearing a seatbelt. So far in 2025, there have been 23 fatal UTV-ATV crashes in Wisconsin. Only five of those individuals were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. UTVs have also been involved in the majority of fatal ATV-UTV incidents this year, according to 86% of all fatalities. Unlike traditional ATVs, UTVs are equipped with seatbelts for all passengers. Proper use of seatbelts significantly reduces the risk of being ejected during a crash, a leading cause of serious injury or death in off-road vehicle accidents. But that's not all. It's the law. In Wisconsin, all UTV passengers are required to wear a seatbelt. Officials also remind parents and guardians that Wisconsin law restricts youth UTV use. Operators must be at least 16 to operate a full-size UTV in public areas. ATV-UTV operators born on or after January 1, 1988, and at least 12 years of age must complete a DNR-approved safety course. While home prices remain high, there are some positive trends for potential home buyers in recent months. Jimmy Koska has more.
The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market.
The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now to keep the blood supply strong this summer. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves, especially in the face of summer challenges that can quickly cause blood and platelet reserves to drop. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Two blood drives will be held Monday. One will be from 10 until 2 at the American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. The second will be held from 11:30 until 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. A blood drive will also be held on Thursday from 1 until 6 at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Cross Plains. Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration continues today at Plain Community Park. Festivities include live music from Sean Shell until 7 and the band Cherry Pie from 8 until 11 tonight. The Beach Luau Parade will step off Sunday at 11, followed by chicken barbecue and live music featuring Donnie Razek tomorrow at 1. There will also be children's activities in the afternoon. Food and refreshments available all weekend in the village of Plain. The curtain will once again rise on Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin summer musical Little Shop of Horrors tonight. Little Shop is a dark comedy considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. The story follows a hapless florist shop owner named Seymour, who raises a plant that feeds on human blood and flesh. Seymour's love interest is Audrey, a pretty girl with a fashion sense that leans towards tackiness. Seymour and Audrey are co-workers at a rundown flower shop owned and operated by the cranky Mr. Mushnick, played by Glenn Dunn. Performances are scheduled for tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults,
$10 for children under 18 and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Performances will also be held next weekend, Friday through Sunday. WRCO News Time is 10 minutes after 5.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary. WRCO Walk with Grace radio auction gets underway Monday. Check out the items in advance that you might like to bid on the WRCO Facebook page. There's everything from Brewer tickets, Badger tickets, Packard tickets, pies and fudge and cheesecake and all kinds of practical items, and even a zero-turn radius mower and a real mower where you have to use your own power. Check it all out on the WRCO Facebook page and then get ready. Get a bidder number from WRCO at 608-647-2111. The annual Walk with Grace radio auction on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app will be on the air between 10 and noon Monday through Friday. Don't miss it. Here are today's vital statistics. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a seven-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a five-year battle with congestive heart failure. Funeral services will be held on Thursday at noon at St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 10 until the service time at noon, with a rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or a charity of one's choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday, August 2nd at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, August 2nd from 9 until the service time at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday, August 2nd at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Diana Lynn Elder, 69 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River, died Thursday. The family will be holding a private service at a later time. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Diana Lynn Elder, 69 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Samantha Tyler and Jordan Faber had a daughter, Evelyn Ann. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Haley Rutherford had a daughter, Raylin K. Lorraine.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather for WRCO. We are looking at a few clouds as we head into tonight. Otherwise, humid conditions are going to be sticking around. We are also expecting some patchy fog as we continue into our overnight hours. Lows will be dropping down to the mid to upper 60s. Winds are expected to be mostly on the calm side. Heading into our Sunday, we're going to start off the morning with a little bit of fog and low clouds. Otherwise, the clouds are going to be decreasing through the day. Hot and humid conditions are expected to be sticking around. Heat index is expected to be in the upper 90s and possibly into the low 100s. Highs for temperatures are going to be in the low 90s, winds from the south up to 5 miles an hour. Sunday night was going to give us muggy conditions once again. 30% chance of thunderstorms are expected well after midnight. Lows will be dropping down just to the low 70s. Winds are going to be on the light side from the southeast. Monday is going to give us a few lingering morning showers and storms, then mostly sunny skies. Humid and warm conditions with the heat index well above 100 can be expected. Highs are going to be in the low to mid 90s. Winds coming from the southwest and then the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday is going to give us mixed skies with warm temperatures and humid conditions once again. Scattered showers and storms are expected all day. Some areas could see up to 3/4 of an inch of rain for Tuesday. Highs in the mid 80s. Wednesday is going to be much cooler. Showers and storms are expected to be tapering off in the late afternoon hours. Highs only reaching the mid to upper 70s. And going into Thursday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies and pleasant conditions with low humidity. Highs once again mid to upper 70s. Friday is going to be a repeat of Thursday. Another comfortable day with a good amount of sunshine. Highs once again in the mid to upper 70s. For WRZO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. 87 degrees with partly sunny conditions. Yesterday it was 86 for a high. Also, today's high has been 89 degrees, also after a morning low of 67. Record high for this day, July 26th of 1940. We marked a record at 101. Record low, 41 in 1962. Last year's high was 81 and the low, 58. Sunset will happen at 8:31 this evening and rise tomorrow morning at 5:46. Currently a west wind is at 2 miles per hour, barometer at 29.95. No precipitation today. We're down 2 from the daytime high. It is 87 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Sports time coming up courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
There's hometown and baseball tomorrow. Games in the playoffs. Northern section include Sun Prairie at DeForest, Sauk Prairie at Cross Plains, Wanakee at Ashton, Reedsburg at Mazamani, Black Earth at Middleton. The western section playoffs include Wyota at Verona, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Blanchardville, also Belleville at Scholesburg Benton, and a first-round playoff game at Arena featuring Hollandale at Arena. The two teams met a few weeks ago with Arena coming out on top. I talked to manager Nick Larson of Arena about that.
Yeah, I think you remember as well. It was pretty good pitching. Elijah all pitched a gem of a game, and Hollandale had a good pitcher too, but I don't know if you remember, they kind of booted the ball around, and not to take away from our guys, we hit the ball and put it in play, and that's really all you can ask for, put the ball in play and make something happen.
Arena is excited to be at home for a playoff game with a good, rich history.
You know, us being a small town, and as we talked before, baseball has always been big here. And, yeah, we got the two Jennings boys and their dad, Nick, that's played, and their grandpa, Norm, ran concession stands. And it's just kind of been a family tradition, if you would. And same thing, you know, some of them guys there back when they were little guys. They were chasing foul balls and coming early for batting practice, and it's just kind of a small town good feeling.
Hear the game tomorrow on WRCO FM 100.9. First pitch time 1:00, and our pregame around 12:45. All-star Kyle Stowers hit his 23rd home run, and Otto Lopez capped off a 3-hit day with a tie-breaking double in the 7th to lead the Miami Marlins to a 5-1 victory over the Brewers yesterday. Lopez's double against Rick Mears cleared the bases, although he only got credit for 2 RBIs because the third run scored on a fielding error by center fielder Blake Perkins. Aaron Ashby allowed the leadoff batter to reach on an infield single and took the loss. Jackson Chourio hit his 17th for the Brewers, extending his hitting streak to a career-best 18 games. The same two teams do battle tonight on WRCE. It's a 6:10 first pitch time tonight. Pregame time getting underway shortly. For C.C. Sabathia, getting elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame was much easier than actually getting to the Hall of Fame. Sabathia, whose career spanned 19 seasons with the Indians, Brewers, and Yankees, was voted in on his first year of eligibility. Getting to Cooperstown for Hall of Fame weekend activities to be capped by his induction Sunday proved a tad more difficult. The family had car trouble and had to return home to New Jersey to get another vehicle. So what should have been a drive of about 3 hours became an 8-hour journey. Ichiro Suzuki was always known for his meticulous preparation during his 19-year Major League career. For his induction into the Hall of Fame, not so much. Suzuki said on the eve of his enshrinement that he spent his morning on the field playing baseball. He is the first Japanese player chosen for the Hall. He will be joined Sunday by C.C. Sabathia. Also relief pitcher Billy Wagner, Dave Parker, who died a month before he was to be inducted, and Dick Allen, who will be honored posthumously. Nick Kurtz of the Athletics has become the first rookie in Major League Baseball history to hit 4 home runs in a game. He also matched the MLB record with 19 total bases against the Astros on Friday night. Kurtz went deep in the 2nd, 6th, 8th, and 9th innings. He also doubled and singled on his 6-for-6 night to equal Sean Green, who had 4 home runs, 6 hits, and 19 total bases for the Dodgers. You may remember that at Milwaukee back in 2002. It was the 20th four-homer game in Major League history. Yankees captain Aaron Judge will go on the injured list with a flexor strain in his right elbow, but a scan showed no damage to the UCL of the two-time AL MVP. Manager Aaron Booth, Aaron Boone, said Judge will have 10 days to 2 weeks of no throwing and will be DHing at first when he returns to the lineup. New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields took part in 7-on-7 drills at training camp. This comes 2 days after he was carted off the field with a dislocated toe. Fields threw passes during quarterback drills today and connected with wide receivers, including a deep ball to Tyler Johnson. Ed Policy began his tenure as the Packers president, CEO, by paying tribute to his predecessor. Policy officially took over for Mark Murphy on Friday as the NFL's only publicly owned franchise held its annual shareholders meeting. The Packers made 13 playoff appearances, with the 2010 team winning a Super Bowl during Murphy's 17 seasons on the job. Murphy is stepping down because he reached the franchise's mandatory retirement age of 70 earlier this month. The Minnesota Vikings have agreed to a 3-year deal to extend safety Josh Metellus' deal, which was announced today. It was worth $36 million, with $25 million of it guaranteed. That's an update on sports for Saturday. I'm Phil Nee.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
It is 88 degrees at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Today's edition of Backtrackin' is coming up next.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO, and it is yours truly, Phil Nee, ready to resurrect more relics from the 70s and 80s. We'll go back to some music history during this weekend in July, back through time. Some great music coming your way over the next half hour right here on the radio.
life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
And we're off and rolling with another backtracking show. Born this week in music history, Verdine Smith, the bass player for Earth, Wind, and Fire. Verdine was born in 1951. We appreciate you listening to Backtracking as we go back to some chart history and headlines. It was in 1974 when John Denver earned a gold record for his all-time biggest hit, a tribute to his then-wife Annie Martell. Denver would later say that he wrote the song in 10 minutes while he was on a ski lift. Sadly, he and Annie would divorce in 1982, although they remained friends, and he sang the song right up until his final concert. Here is Annie's song on the Backtracking Show.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your.
This is the Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio as we take you back to the 70s and 80s and music headlines and music makers. There was none bigger than this weekend in 1981 when Jesse's Girl by Australian rock and roller Rick Springfield was the top-selling single in America. It would go on to be named Best Male Vocal Performance at the Grammys in early 1982. Let's go back to the summer of 81 and Dr. Noah Drake, Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl on the Backtracking Show.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Backtrack at a WRCO, our pregame show for our Saturday night fun and activities. Let's go back to the summer of 1977 and a song that was extremely big here in the Midwest. In fact, it was number one at Chicago Radio Power WLS that summer. Not as big nationally, but still well known. A song about that first feeling of love when you meet someone new, and also hearkening back to the days of the 50s and 60s and innocent love, and a time when the TV stations actually signed off and played the national anthem at night. Here is Dean Friedman and his main claim to fame nationally. It's called Ariel.
Way on the other side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia, I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. In the rock and roll band, I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said hi, she said yeah, I guess I am. We'll be right back. clarinet, funicello, and some guy going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night, but Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of her mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in
One Hit Wonder, Dean Friedman, and Ariel on WRCO's Backtrackin' Show.
Canned peas. Not the early peas. The big, lumpy, mushy, overcooked canned peas. I hate mushy canned peas. But that's what my mom had made as the vegetable for our supper that night. I refused to eat them. Then that overused, abused, and confused statement came out of my mother's mouth. You know, the statement that every kid has heard at least one time in his or her life. Eat your peas. There are starving kids in India who would love to have those peas. So I got up from the table, went downstairs to my dad's office, got out an envelope, addressed it to starving kids in India, went back upstairs to the table, shoveled my peas into the envelope, licked and sealed the envelope, and handed it to my mom and said, "Here, you can mail my peas to India." Then that other dreaded statement that every mother says sometime during her motherhood. "You just wait until your father gets home." Oh man, Dad's coming home, but while I don't know when he'll arrive, I do have a good idea what he'll do. It's best to be prepared ahead of time for Dad's arrival. It's time to pad the backside. The scripture tells us that Jesus will be coming back someday soon, and then the final judgment. That could be a reason for fear or a reason for joy and anticipation. The Bible says we do not know the hour or the day when Jesus will return, but the Apostle Peter told us to be prepared and to keep looking up for a second coming. Padding your backside is not going to suffice. We need to be prepared for Christ's second coming in a better way. Acknowledge to the Father your failure to live like Christ. Put your faith in Jesus and His grace poured out for you on the cross of crucifixion. Be obedient and follow Christ. Pattern your life after Christ and help others get prepared for Christ's return. Remember, there are people out there starving for the love of Jesus. I'm Pastor Tim and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Thanks for joining us for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. It was a rough week. We've been losing celebrities and great talent left and right. One of those this week that we learned the passing of Chuck Mangione. This was a number one song in 1978. Those were the raises coming up tonight between 6 and midnight. We'll be happy to feature a few songs from this very weekend in 1979. It'll be a fun flashback. There are so many, we maybe need to get you warmed up for that particular year. This was an up-and-coming song that summer for Patrick Hernandez. It's the Backtrack and Show. We're previewing our Those Were the Days featured year of 1979. Another up-and-coming song was a big one in that summertime. A one-hit wonder group known as Night. Hot Summer Nights on the Backtrack and Show.
Heart.
Stevie Van and Chris Thompson were the leaders of that group. Hot Summer Night by Night was a big record. It was originally recorded by Walter Egan, but the hit version here in America came from that group, Night, from WRCO's Backtrackin' Show. Again, we're previewing a few of the up-and-comings from 79, getting you ready for the Saturday Night Show. This guy had all of his hits in the early 1970s until this comeback single in the summer of 79. Here is Lobo on the Backtrackin' Show.
When your eyes met mine, I knew that I had better play it cool. I'm doing my best, trying to resist, 'cause I ain't no fool. Where in the world did you come from, baby? You waited just a little too long to look my way. Now it's a little too late. Falling in love. Where were you when I was falling in love? If I'd ever looked in those eyes before, we'd be together tonight, I'm sure. Where were you when I was falling? If I'd have met you sooner, I'd be talking to you and playing the game. But the best thing for me to do is get up and leave without knowing your name. It might have been something special, baby, something only people in love could understand. Like this ring on my hand. Where were you when I was falling in love?
Hope you have enjoyed the preview of 1979 on the Backtrackin' Show. Probably my favorite of the debuts this weekend during that year comes from English artist Nick Lowe. It's called Cruel to Be Kind.
night means that I love you.